May his love be with you. The love of God the Father, who has given us this life to live, may the love of Christ be yours, he who went to the cross, not as our example, but as our replacement. May the love, the comfort, the strength of the Holy Spirit be in our lives always. The portion of the Holy Word that will be used this morning is found in the 18th chapter of Matthew, reading in the 21st and the 22nd verses as follows. Then came Simon Peter to Christ and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Seven times? And Jesus turned unto Simon Peter and said, I say not unto you, forgive only seven times, but forgive 70 times seven. That's the text that the missionary was preaching on. He had a fine audience of natives. And he was giving the words, the question of Simon Peter to Jesus. And perhaps it went something like this as the natives were listening. Now, Simon Peter was worried and troubled because he had someone who was giving him a lot of hard times. And Simon Peter evidently had forgiven that man seven times. And he came to Jesus and he asked him that question, now tell me, Lord, isn't that enough? You know what he was saying, don't you, inside his mind? He was saying, Lord, there's got to come a time when you stop forgiving. There's got to be a time, Lord, when I'm going to get angry and I'm going to explode. And maybe the Lord might even say, well, twice, Simon Peter, that was enough. Seven times, that's overdoing it. Then that missionary said to those people, he said, Jesus did not say seven times, he said 70 times seven. And you know what Jesus was saying? My Father never grows weary of forgiving you, and we Christians must never grow weary of forgiving one another, no matter how difficult that is to do. One of those natives, he walked away, and he said, Lord, starting tomorrow morning, because I can't start right now, it's too difficult to do, always to forgive. So starting tomorrow morning, Lord, I'm going to forgive seven times, just like Simon Peter. The morning came. My, he felt good when he woke up in the brilliance of the sun, the wind whispering in those great palm branches. He went down to the water, and he was washing his face. He said, Lord, I feel so good because today I'm going to not only hear the word of God, I'm going to keep it. And that, you know, is in the scriptures too, that we not only hear, but we keep it and we become blessed because of it. And he was washing his face. And someone came in back of him and insulted him because he was singing. And he wiped the water from his eyes and he turned around and he saw the tribal troublemaker. And he said, you can say anything you want to about my singing, because you see, I forgive you. And that tribal troublemaker was just dumbfounded because he always got an argument. After all, we're very defensive. No one's going to tell me off and insult me. He went back to his hut and he felt so good. He had forgiven once. A little later that morning, every time that particular week, he always put out 10 bushels of bananas, which he had done, and yes, that same man would always take the 10 bushels and he would sell them and come back and give him the money. And today he came again and he said, you sold my bushels of bananas. And he said, indeed I did. And he said, here's your money. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 bushels. There's the money. And he said, now just a minute. I give you 10 bushels. I always give you 10 bushels. And he said, not today. There was only 9 bushels. And he started to walk away. And inside he was angry. And he said, you, seven times, Lord? Well, that's twice. You know, when we hear the word of God, Jesus tells us in the parable of the sower that there are four kinds of listeners. Four kinds of listeners from the parable of the sower. And I call the first kind those with a shut mind, and the second kind I call those with a shallow mind, and the third kind I call them the cluttered mind, and the fourth kind in the parable of the sower I say they're the willing mind. And this man said, I want to be, this native said, I want to be the fourth kind. Whenever the word is preached, and you're going to be doing that, God willing, for a long time, look down and remember what Jesus said in that parable. There's the first kind. They have the shut mind, the unteachable spirit. Too many obstacles in the way, too many barriers don't bring them the Word of God. The second kind I call the shallow mind. Oh, they're at the mercy of every fad. They gladly hear and they gladly give it up. Everything. Fads, fashions. And there's the third group, the cluttered mind. They really want to listen to the Word and they really do want to believe and become Christians, but after all, they're too busy. It's too cluttered up with all the things they have to do and all the things they have to put on their credit cards and bring the things home and no place to put them and can't really use them. But there's the fourth kind of people that hear the Word of God. And He wanted to be this way. And that, of course, is only through the power of the Holy Spirit, who makes our minds willing to listen, willing to believe, willing to obey, and willing to be blessed. And he said, Lord, I've forgiven twice, and that's how I want to be, willing to do your word out of love for what you've done for me. It was lunchtime. He had the most beautiful bowl of bananas and fruits and vegetables that he had ever prepared for himself. And he stepped outside for just a few moments. And he heard some noise inside of that hut, and he went back in that hut, and there was the tribal troublemaker's goat eating all of his bananas. And he chased that goat out, and he went over to that hut, and he was ready to... Well, Lord, those words are still there, aren't they? I can't get rid of them. Seven times? Well, this is number three, and he walked back to his hut, and he said, well, after all, the Lord gave me a lot of bananas. The goat can have a few, and I'll forgive the goat, and I'll forgive the one who owns it, too. Three times. There were more bananas. Why cause so much trouble over a few bananas? Why be unforgiving? And Jesus said to forgive. It was afternoon, and that night he was to arrange the woodpile, for the evening gets a little cool. And he said, I have a nice knife from the missionary, and I'll take it down, and I'll go cut some more wood, but there's a lot of wood out there already. And he reached for the knife, and you know already it was gone. And you know when he went outside to look at the woodpile that most of it was gone. Well, that's enough. That's just about enough. Insulted my singing, cheated me out of a bushel of bananas, his goat ate my lunch, he took my knife, and he stole my woodpile, and that's five times, and Lord, I've forgiven five times. And Lord, I want you to know that the reason I'm forgiving is because you've forgiven me so freely. How can I, anyone in this chapel, hold unforgiveness in our hearts when God so freely forgives us? And yet sometimes we do. But every time, and that's often in our lives, that we don't want to forgive, I suggest we go to the cross. And we see our sins and the love of Christ that loved us so much that He took them away. Our punishment, our eternal damnation. And let's just review our sins a little bit. Sins of the mind and sins of the body and sins of the heart and sins of the hand and sins of the feet. Sins against the wife, and sins against our children, and sins against students, and sins against professors, even sins against a dog. But I tell you, those are all sins against God. Sins of doing and sins of not doing, and sins that are dominant and sins that aren't dominant, and sins that are deliberate and sins that aren't deliberate, and sins of passion and sins of jealousy and sins of crime and sins of vice, and that's enough. I think there's one thing we know as Lutherans, that we're sinners. But there's something else we Lutherans know far above that, and that's the gospel, and that's the good word, and you know what the good word is. For the sake of that one divine man, Jesus Christ, God will forgive us. For the sake of that one divine man, Jesus Christ, my sins will not separate me from God. For the sake of that one divine man, Jesus Christ, upon that cross of Calvary, God looks down at us and He said, those are my children. They are not sinners because of Christ. They are saints. That's the gospel. That's what you're always going to believe, and that's what you're always going to preach, because it's the gateway to eternal life. And I will never be afraid of death because of Christ upon the cross. Because death to me is like Nikos Kazantzakis said, death is a donkey and I will mount it and ride into paradise. Because He has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from sin, from death, and from the power of Satan, not with gold or silver, but by His holy, precious blood. What I could not do by my human works, by my human tears, by my human suffering, Christ has obtained for me by divine suffering, by a divine dying and resurrection. Christ died for me. When I think of that, I want to forgive. I want to forgive my neighbor. 5 times he had done just that. 5 times. And it was evening. And he was filled with the forgiveness that Christ had given him, and he was filled with forgiving his neighbor. It's time to relax a little and go fishing. He went out in the back of his hut and he looked for his torch, and it was gone. And now the anger. It just takes so much, right? Isn't that what Simon Peter said? Lord, how long? 7 times. A man has a right to get angry, and has a right to be dominated by revenge. 7 times. The 6th time he said, I forgive him, but no more, Lord. He took my torch and I wanted to go fishing. I'm going to get down to my boat, Lord, and I'm going to paddle out there and I'll fish. And as he walked down near the water, he had this strange feeling that maybe the boat wouldn't be there. And it wasn't. And he looked out there, and there was that tribal troublemaker who all day long had tempted him into anger and unforgiveness. And he was using his torch, and he was using his boat, and therefore he was catching his fish. And he said, Lord, that's enough. Now when he comes, this fish knows just. Then he remembered those words. 7 times, Lord, my heart is full of joy. You have given me the power that I did not have through my human nature. You have given me the power to stand here and look out there and forgive him. Lord, there is no revenge. Lord, there is no unforgiveness. Lord, I will forgive him. And furthermore, when he comes back, I'm going to tell him why. And that's exactly what happened. Tribal troublemaker came with its string of fish, and he was whistling his song, and our friend, the native, walked in front of him, and he dropped the fish, and he said, that's all right, friend. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, I tried this morning after yesterday's sermon, which you did not hear. I heard the text 7 times, Simon Peter said, I've forgiven. And I told the Lord, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it, and Lord, you've forgiven me, and I want to forgiven. You know, I become so weary at forgiving, but I've forgiven you. When a person becomes weary of forgiving, has he forgotten that even when you say the Lord's Prayer, you're saying, Lord, forgive me my sins like I forgive others? Anyone here weary of forgiving? Is it because we haven't sufficiently availed ourselves of God's love, of God's compassion, of God's mercy? May I even use this rhetorical question? That when a person becomes weary of forgiving someone, even the one who has offended him, when that person becomes weary of forgiving, can I say in the final analysis, the reason why we don't forgive is because we really don't receive forgiveness, and how can you pass on something you don't receive? And he said to that native, I'm tired of forgiving you, but I have, because God has forgiven me. And I've availed myself of his love and his mercy, and I'm passing it on to you. And he was so pleased, and he was so proud, and he had the right to be. And he walked back to his hut. And he said, oh, I wish it were possible that the Lord Jesus Christ were inside my hut. And I would walk in, and he would smile, and he would say to me, so you have forgiven 7 times. That's just grand. Walked up to that hut and he put his head down on his chest and he said, no, that's not what Jesus would say, would he? Jesus would look at me and he would use the words of the text, not just 7 times. That's not enough. You must forgive 70 times 7. Amen. May his love be with you, his peace, his power. The power of God to help us believe and to forgive that which we have received. Amen.